I Can Jump Puddles, written by Alan Marshall and read by Don Barker.
Joe dropped an armful of wood and ran to grab the rod which had moved to the tug of an eel. He flung the eel out onto the bank where it fell near the fire, glittering with black and silver as it writhed away from the heat. It was the biggest eel we'd caught, and I flung myself at it eagerly. It slipped from my grasp and slithered toward the water. I rubbed my hands desperately on the ground and crawled after it, but Joe had dropped the rod and had seized it near the edge of the water. It wriggled in his hands, threshing its head and tail. Joe gripped it tenaciously, but it squeezed through his hands and fell to the ground. He dived at it again as it was entering the water, but he slipped on the mud and went into the creek up to his waist. Joe never swore much, but he swore now. It was funny to see him in the water, but I didn't laugh. He crawled out onto the bank and stood up, his arms curved away from his sides as he looked down at the pool of water gathering at his feet.
Oh, I'll get into a row over this. By hell I will. I'll have to dry my pants if it's the last thing I do.
Take them off and dry them by the fire. They won't take long. How do you get away from you?
That eel was the biggest I ever saw. I couldn't get me hands round it. Did you feel the weight of it?
Oh, felt like a ton.
Easy a ton.
I thrust the end of a forked stick into the ground so that it leant almost over the fire, where his trousers would dry quickly in the rising heat. Joe took a piece of sodden string, a brass doorknob and some marbles from his pocket, placed them on the ground, then he hung his trousers on the stick and began dancing up and down before the fire to keep warm. I flung the bob back into the creek, hoping to catch the eel we'd lost, and when I finally felt a bite, I jerked the rod with the power of one about to lift a heavy weight. A wriggling eel, clinging to the bob, flashed high in the air above my head, came down in a curve behind me, and crashed into the stick holding Joe's trousers. The trousers fell into the fire.